Écoutez sur DFM 930, le rendez-vous de la chronique du jour, sur la radio. Au micro-climat.
Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello, or should I say, comment allez-vous?
Avec Véronica.
France seems to have dominated the UK headlines this week with all manner of subjects. We were told that several Parisian restaurants have decided to start serving dîner at tea time, possibly to please American tourists who are used to being tucked up in bed by eight, but equally because younger folk are preferring early evening meals, because that's what the nutritionists are telling them. Eat within a 12-hour window and several hours before you go to bed, and you'll stay slim and healthy. Be that as it may, I was delighted to read that one restaurateur in the Gers department, and how often do we get a mention in the Times, has said, I am not running a care home. Evenings only begin at 8. I wonder who it was. The other mystère emerged from a new biography of the cross-dressing Amantine Lucille Aurore Dupin, nom de plume Georges Saint. Snappier. It was to be taken more seriously as an author, of course, that she decided to dress like a chap. And she certainly liked the company of men. Her most famous of lovers, Frédéric Chopin, hugely talented but sickly. Apparently she referred to him as Chopinski, Chopin, and Ship Ship, but the French pronunciation of the humble crisp is Ship, so presumably she did call him Ship Ship, even though the word came from the English, Chip, mind you. Chop Chop would have been quite appropriate given her famous appetite and his equally famous lethargy. I also found out that he was a taphophobe. Well, we all know what that means, don't we? But just in case you don't, it's the fear of being buried alive. How gothic. Which, apart from consumption, was one of his other conditions. And amazing that you can't hear this phobia in his glorious flowing music. A new film has just been released called Nouvelle Vague, which needs no introduction if you're over a certain age. This is Richard Linklater's homage to the new wave. Hailing from Texas, Linklater is best known for his interest in suburban culture for his films, so this represents a departure for him. It's about the making of Jean-Luc Godard's 1961 hit, A Bout de Souffle, Breathless, starring the waif-like American actress Jean Seberg, who was 21 at the time, and Jean-Paul Belmondo, former boxer, complete with broken nose, who became an actor and a heartthrob, in that French jolilet kind of way. Then, of course, the film includes Jean-Luc Godard himself, a quirky Swiss-French, a director known for his lack of preparation and messy way of working. And then François Truffaut, who was more normal, Linklater says, and he co-wrote A Bout de Souffle. So very much a group creation back in the 60s. A French lady who died this last week had a lot in common with Lee Miller, whose amazing exhibition I've talked about, in London's Tate Britain. Both of them came from comfortable backgrounds and blessed with physical beauty, which undeniably opened doors. But both of them proved their worth, Miller as a photographer, and Jacqueline de Ribes became a designer. She was one of the most stylish post-war French society ladies and was dubbed by Valentino Garibano, whom we paid tribute to last week, as the last queen of Paris. Fittingly, because when she decided she wanted to start designing clothes for Oleg Cassini in the first place, she hired a young swain called Garibani as her assistant. De Ribes' parents were rich and posh, but completely cold. Despite all the trappings, she remembered feeling unloved, apart from her grandfather, Olivier Desriveaux de la Raffinière. Her status offered her the stepping stone she needed. She ran a ballet company and organized parties, meeting everybody. Finally, coming in contact with Diana Friedland, Richard Avedon, and Saint Laurent. And at 53, she opened her first salon. Several years later, she had 40 salons across the States, and she lived till 96. What a life. And throughout February, we can look forward to culture coming alive in the Gers.
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
So see you then.
www.dfm930.com